Spring is in the air, so let's play ball. The Texas Rangers and Houston Astros meet in the first game of the Major League Baseball season this Sunday night. Opening day for most of the other teams is Monday, with our hometown Boston Red Sox playing the Yankees in New York. The Sox are coming off their worst season in decades, and the Yankees have been hard hit by injuries this spring. Joel Sherman covers baseball for the New York Post and joins us from Florida, where he's been watching spring training. And Joel, start with the Red Sox and Yankees. Do the fans of those teams have reason to be optimistic this year?
Well, sure. I think both teams have reasons to be optimistic. I think they're part of a very, very tough division, the AL East, that could finish in any combination 1-5. All the teams are good and all the teams are flawed. They're all going to beat each other up. A lot of this is going to be about health. And, you know, in like the case of Boston, do they get a couple of surprises they maybe didn't see coming? It looks like Jackie Bradley Jr. is going to make the team. Does he give them some energy? Do all the players they signed in the offseason help deepen their roster? Depth was a big problem for the Red Sox. Character seemed to be a big problem. They brought in character guys. So it will be interesting how it plays out.
And all those Yankee injuries, how do you think that will factor in?
Well, it's obviously a big factor because the injuries are not to minor players. Curtis Grandison and Mark Teixeira are both going to miss at least April. Alex Rodriguez is going to miss at least half a season, maybe much more than that. Derek Jeter is an unknown. Not many 38-year-old shortstops in the history of the game have played a lot of games in any season. He's coming off of a major ankle injury. That ankle injury did not come along well in spring training. And so there's a lot of mystery. So they have a lot of hurdles to overcome. We'll see if they are capable of doing that.
Okay, so besides the Sox and Yankees, what other American League team should we be watching out for this season?
Well, I think the team that has the easiest road to the playoffs, because they're really good and their division isn't, is the Detroit Tigers. They're going to pretty much walk to that division title because there's not the level of competition there is in either the AL West or the AL East. And look, they have three or four of the great players in the game. Justin Verlander, Miguel Cabrera, Prince Fielder. They're going to make the playoffs unless there is an incredible catastrophe in Detroit. But I think the AL West is fascinating, Sasha, because, you know, the A's were upstarts last year. They improved their offense a little more by adding someone like Jed Lowry. And Texas and the Angels are both very good teams. And the little hidden fact in that division is the Houston Astros, to balance the leagues, moved from the National League to the American League, and they are essentially put together a roster where they're just rebuilding. They're not even trying this year. And each team in each division plays their competitors 18 times. That means each of the teams in that division get almost 18 free games against what certainly is going to be the worst team in the sport this year.
If we go back to the Tigers, of course, they were swept by the San Francisco Giants in four games in the World Series last year. But this year, the Giants might have some competition in their own division, the National League West. And that's because the LA Dodgers have been spending money like crazy. Their payroll is now more than $200 million. But the Dodgers haven't even been in the playoffs since 2009. So do you think that spending will make a difference?
I'm always cautious, Sasha, about anointing the off-season champ as the champions of baseball. There's nothing Boston fans will be more familiar with than a couple of years back when the Red Sox went out and got Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez for big dollars in a big trade. And people were asking the question before that season began, is this the greatest team ever? Before a single pitch was thrown. And that Red Sox team didn't make the playoffs. And by the way, a year and a half later, they were trading those two players. Where were they trading them to? The Dodgers. The Dodgers have opened up their vault, and they've added players like Crawford and Josh Beckett and Adrian Gonzalez and then Zach Greinke in the offseason. So we'll see. I don't know that it equates penny for penny and dollar for dollar that you get where you think you're going to get.
Joel, the other National League team we want to get your take on is the Washington Nationals. They have that great pitcher, Steven Strasburg, but they didn't use him in the playoffs last fall because they were trying to protect his arm because he'd had surgery. Is your sense that he's ready to go all season this year?
I do. I think he's going to be a great pitcher. I think Bryce Harper, their other highly touted young player, just 20 years old, is going to be an MVP candidate. And I think the most complete team in the sport is the Washington Nationals.
Joel, you said the Astros were probably the worst team in baseball, but what about the Pittsburgh Pirates? You know, 20 straight losing seasons, the longest streak in American professional sports history. Is this the year they snap that?
You know, if they snap it, I'm not sure that they're going to snap it and get much above 82 wins, which would be above 500 by you know, 82 and 80. You know, aside from Andrew McCutchen and maybe another piece or two, they do not have well above average players on the field. And in that division, it feels still like Cincinnati and St. Louis are head and shoulders above everybody else.
So can we gather from everything you've said that if you really had to future cast, you think the Nationals would be the World Series winner this year?
I do. I should preface this by saying, A, I hate predictions. I only do them because my boss insists that I do them. And B, I'm terrible at them. I will say this. If you play the game on paper, it feels to me like the most complete teams in the sport are the Tigers and the Nationals, and the Nationals are even more complete today. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that's going to start happening today that we don't even see coming. What will we think in 3, 6, 9 months?
Joel Sherman covers baseball for the New York Post. There's a link to his Hardball blog at hereandnow.org. Joel, thank you, and we'll come back to you in 9 months and see if you're right.
Thank you, Sasha.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.